Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Terry Pohl. Batting second. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Howe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nolan Ryan. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Nolan Ryan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Junior Kennedy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Martz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Randy Martz. And now, play ball. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heap for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson moves to third. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. one out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-1 in the game. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Poll for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Wills steals second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moreland moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moreland moves to third. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moreland scores. Durham moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durham moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Martz reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. Kennedy scores. Sandberg goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Cubs. Mike Lacoste now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martz scores. It's 9-0, Cubs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a pop-up towards third. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 0 for 1 in the game. Howe hits a line drive towards third. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Alan Nicely now catching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Tony Scott pinch hits for Mike Lacoste. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards third. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl is 0 for 2 in the game. Pohl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first, with Martz covering, for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Cubs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Lockhart now pitching. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Martz strikes out. 1 out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Moreland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-1, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Knight reaches second base with a double. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Alan Nicely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicely hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knight moves to third. 1 out. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 0 for 2 in the game. Howe takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg strikes out. 1 out. Hector Cruz pinch hits for Randy Martz. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dan Larson now pitching. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Walling pinch hits for Frank Lockhart. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Terry Pull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pull is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Walling moves to second. It's 12-2, Cubs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 3 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walling scores. Pull moves to third. It's 12-3, Cubs. Alan Ripley now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pull scores. Two outs. It's 12-4, Cubs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Astros 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Lokes now playing center field. Terry Pull now playing right field. Danny Heap now playing left field. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Dickie Bumpwills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Moreland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Dan Briggs now playing first base. Alan Nicely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicely is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicely takes first base on ball 4. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Howe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicely moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Garner reaches second base with a double. Nicely scores. Howe moves to third. It's 12-5, Cubs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Lokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lokes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Howe scores. Garner moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-6, Cubs. Terry Pull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pull is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first, with Ripley covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and Houston Astros, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.